Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins by quoting what we learned in the Mishnah in previous shiur. B'kulin she'amr tola shulcha, that if an uman, who our Mishnah identified that an uman, somebody who works on my object, our example that we gave yesterday was a dry cleaner who's cleaning my suit, tells me, pick up your item, and he doesn't say that I'm not going to deliver this item to you or give you the item until you pay. He says, just take it. He changes from being a shaymeh sachar into being now only a shaymeh chinam. Says the Gemara Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah, we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Masechta. Amalai Shoyel Shlach. I want to borrow, the case of the Mishnah is, I want to borrow an animal from someone, and I tell the lender to send me the animal. B'sholcha, and as the animal is coming to me, Mesa, the animal dies b'oinus, but we know that a shoyel is chay b'oinus, so I will be chayiv, even though the animal never even got to me. V'kain, the same halacha applies, B'sholcha became B'sholcha Machzira. If the person who I borrowed the animal from wants it back, as long as he did not request it back, I, the borrower, remain responsible. Amra Papa Bar Amra Chizda. How long does the Shoyel remain responsible? Loi Shanu. That all everything we just described from that Mishnah happened before the due date. Aval la'achimei shalasa. Once the time for using the animal has, my term for using the animal has expired, potter, I'm no longer responsible. Ask the Gemara, Masar Nachma Papa, we just learned in our Mishnah, the kulan shamru tola shulcha vavei mos. Just the only reason the shaymes sacher in our Mishnah becomes a shaymes chinam is because the shaymes sacher, as we said at the beginning of our shir, said to me, the uman actually said to me, pick up your item, and he didn't even require payment. That's why the uman, who till now was a shaymes sacher, now becomes a shaymeh chinam. Hogemartif, if all he just said was, gemartif, I finished working on your item, he didn't say tola shalcha, loy, then he still would be a shaymeh sachar. So the Gemara's question is, that gemartif, finishing working on the item, is like the end of the loan cycle. And if our Mishnah says that the Shemesh Sacher remains a Shemesh Sacher, this Umin remains a Shemesh Sacher, even though it's already past the time, and I know it's finished, so then why is Shoyel different, that even though it's already past the expiration date, I should still be a Shoyel? That's the Gemara's question. The Machna Frayim points out that when the Gemara says gemartiv, we're going to speak about gemartiv a number of times in the coming lines, it doesn't mean necessarily that the uman informs me, officially has to inform me that it's done. Just the fact that I am aware that my suit is ready to pick up, that's already in the category of gemartiv. Furthermore, the Rishonim, Tosfos, asks the following question. At the end of yesterday's shir, the Gemara asked the question that our Mishnah is treating the uman, is saying that the uman is in the category of a shaymeh sacher. In the Rameyer, the Gemara asked, is the man, the omer that holds a soicher, has the din of a shaymeh chinam. And the Gemara asked, the Gemara assumed that a soicher and an uman are in the same category, And the Gemara asked that if and that why therefore is here the Mishnah saying that the Uman has a din of a Shema Sachar, and here does the Sachar have a din like a Shema Chinam? And the Gemara gave two answers. One answer that the Gemara gave is because a Sachar has something very unique, the Gemara said, that no other Shomer has. He has the merchandise in his hands, and he has the ability to hold back, giving back the merchandise until he's paid. And that's what's unique, the Gemara said, about a Sachar. So ask the Gemara, ask the Rishonim, what is our Gemara asking from a Sachar to a Shoyl? Didn't the Gemara at the end of the previous year identify this very unique characteristic of a Sachar? So I saw two answers in the Rishonim. One answer is that the Gemara gave a different teretz. That our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that Rameya holds that a Sachar has a din like a Shem Sachar. So therefore the Gemara doesn't rely on that teretz. Another approach, which is Taisa's approach, Taisa says that when the Gemara said that a Sachar has a unique characteristic, that he has the merchandise which he could hold back until he gets paid, the underlying principle, the underlying logic of that characteristic is that the Sachar has hanah, has benefit from the person who owns this item, which is very much the same by a Shoyl, who's benefiting from the person who lent them the item. So yes, the Sachar has this very unique knetch, that he also has the din, that he has this ability to hold back till he gets paid. But the basis of it all is that he's benefiting from the person who gave him the item to work on, which is the same characteristic of as a shoyl, and that's why the Gemara can ask kasha from a soicher to a shoyl. So the Gemara, that's not the way to learn the Mishnah. Rather, ha havi ma'as v'tol ashcha shem sachar, that the halacha would be that only if the Shema Sachar says that I'm not going to give you back the item until you pay, does he remain a Shema Sachar? Avo Gemartiv, if the Shema Sachar informs me that he finished working on the item, my, what will be his din? His din will be a Shema Chinam, which is exactly what we said by a Shoyl, that when the term ends, he also becomes a Shema Chinam. Ask the Gemara, if now you're saying that our Mishnah teaches us that not only where the Shema Sachar, where the Uman says, Havei Moyes, Tol, Vavei Moyes, he becomes a Shema Chinam. But even if he just says Gemarativ, he becomes a Shema Chinam. Ihochi asked the Gemara, Adetani, instead of the Mishnah teaching us the Halacha, the Vakulun Shomru, if the Uman says, Tol Ashulcha, Vavei Moyes, he becomes a Shema Chinam, the Mishnah should have taught us the bigger chiddush, nishmeinin, that if he just says gemarativ, I'm finished, he becomes a shem echinim. The koshkin, and certainly in a situation where the woman says tola shulcha, that he becomes a shem echinim. Why does the Mishnah teach us the smaller chiddush if the Mishnah could have taught us the bigger chiddush that he becomes a shem echinim just by saying gemarativ, I finished working on it? Answers the Gemara, there is a special chiddush in our Mishnah. Tola shulcha itzruchalei. The Mishnah has to teach us the din of Tol Shulcha. Kosal Kedat Techamina. Shoy Mechinam Nami Loi Hava. That when he says to me, Tol Shulcha, just take your item back, and he says, I don't care if you pay me. So that should maybe so distance him from this item that he not only shouldn't he be any more Shoy Mechinam, he shouldn't even be any more Shoy Mechinam. Kamash Malan, that a Shoy Mechinam he remains. Why? Because once he became responsible for this item, until I actually pick it up, he remains a Shem Echinim. And in fact, the Rishonim, based on this Gemara, tell us that in every situation where, let's say, I leave a Bekodin, I ask you to watch something for me, until I actually physically get it back, you are responsible at least as much as a Shem Echinim. But you can't be less than a Shem Echinim. And the Ritva makes this point that he doesn't have an option of saying, I don't want to be a Shem Echinim. He remains a Shem Echinim no matter what until the item is picked up. And that's why, just to use example in our world, that means unless there's a sign in the store, in the dry cleaning store, that they're not responsible, they remain responsible even if they notify me, or according to Machna Frem, they don't have to notify me, because they tell me when I pick it up that the suit's going to be ready, that as soon as they still remain obligated as much as a Shay Mechinim. Certainly, they don't give it back without getting paid, so it makes it more complicated. The Paiskim do want to suggest there are two ways of not being this way. One is, if there's, it's clearly indicated, there's a sign, we're not responsible. Another way is that if I prepay, I, the customer, prepay, then after the time that it's ready, then you're not a Shay Mechinim either. But now, ask the Rishonim a question. And again, it goes back to one of the basic rules we learned in this Mishnah. Our Mishnah taught us that every worker has the right to back out of a job whenever he wants. Poel Chayzer B'Emtzayoyim. And he gets paid on a prorated basis. So ask the Paiskim, the Tzais discusses this, the Farshim. Why, if this person finished the job, and he says, pick it up, and let's make it a simple case, and he's not connected to connecting it to getting paid, why is he any worse than the worker who says, I'm no longer a worker? He could back out of his job. So why can't the Uman say, I'm no longer a Shay Mesachar, I'm no longer an Uman on this item? Says the Tzais, a Gevaldige Yisait. He says, you can't compare a Shomer to a worker. A worker, I'm your worker. And the halacha, as we've learned in this mission, is the worker rights, there's workers' rights, that a worker can walk out of a job anytime. A Shomer, says the Tzais, has two elements to his position. One is he's a worker, he's a Shomer. And Hitaka, perhaps, could walk out anytime from his position, like any worker could walk out. But a Shomer also comes with a shibud. A Shomer comes with responsibilities. Responsibility of Pshia, responsibility sometimes of Gneva Aveda. That isn't a job. That's a shibud. The halacha that you can walk out of a job is that you can walk out of a job. You can't walk out of a shibud. And that's why he remains responsible like a Shomer. Ikedamri, there's a different version of this Shak Levitaria. We began by quoting the Mishnah that we're going to learn that a Shoyal becomes a Shay Mechinim after the term. Says the Mara, our Mishnah seems to corroborate that opinion. Because we learned the Kul Shamer Tula Shechava Ve'Moyes, that if the Uman says, pick up your item, he becomes a Shay Mechinim. And the Gemara in this version assumes my Lav Hu Adin Gematif. As soon as he lets me know it's done, the term is over, and he's no longer going to be a Shay Mesachar. So we see that as soon as the term is up, he's no longer a Shayil, he's no longer a Shay Mesachar. So it's going to be a law. You can't bring a Raya from this Mishnah. Because Tolach Shalcha Shani, perhaps only in the case of Tolach Shalcha does he change from being a Shay Mesachar to Shay Mechinim. But in the case of Gemarativ, which is identical to the expiration of the term of the loan, there halacha will be perhaps that he still remains a Shay Mesachar. If anything, it would be a kasha. Says the Gemara, another version of the Shak Levitaria. Huna ma'barem kamei deravina, rami masnisa adodi, he asked a stira between the Mishnayis or Mishani, and he responded. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that peyom abeis. That once the Uman says, pick up your item and pay me separately, the Uman, from being a Shay Mesachar, becomes a Shay Mechinim, and the Gemara is assuming that the same thing would apply if he just said, Gemartiv, for Minu, ask the Gemara, didn't we learn, aren't we going to learn the Mishnah later in Amasechta, Amaloi Shoyal Shlach, V'Shalcha, if he tells him, if I tell the lender, send me the animal, Mesa, and the animal dies, I become responsible. Became Shosh Machzira, I'm responsible. So we see that I remain responsible. Answers the Gemara, or Mishani, how do we answer the stira? Amra, Papa Amra Chizda, Lo Yishan Al Shechz B'tachim Meishlosai. The reason I remain responsible in that Mishnah is only because I sent the bank before the expiration of the term of the Shaila. Ava l'machri mei shelasa, which is the same as our Mishnah, where the Uman finished working on the Keli, the halacha would be potter. It's interesting to note that even though the Gemara is saying that after Gemarative, or after the term of the Shaila, I'm no longer a Shoyl, with all of the responsibilities of a Shoyl, say to a Shoyl, that let's say the term ended, and I'm still using the item I borrowed, I certainly remain responsible on the level of a Shoyl. Says the Gemara, Ibrahimuhu, Potem Mishoyl, what do we mean when we say that the term is up? The term of borrowing this item is up, that I'm no longer a Shoyl. Does that mean Potem Mishoyl v'chayv k'shoy m'socher? I change from being a Shoyl into being a Shoy m'socher? Idoma Shoy m'socher nam l'havi. I'm not even going to be a Shoy m'socher. The Rishonim say, the Gemara's question was never that I should be less than a Shoy m'chinam. The Gemara's question essentially is, do I turn into a Shoy m'socher, which is a notch down, or do I turn into a Shoy m'chinam, which is, so to speak, two notches down? Omer ha-maimer, v'stabra potem m'shoyl, I'm no longer a Shoyl, but I'm going to be the chayv k'shem sachar. I am going to be in the category of k'shem sachar. Hoyel v'nena mahanava. Since I did have anor that you lent me this item, so even though the term is up, and as I just explained, I'm no longer using the item, but I still certainly have a level of responsibility as a k'shem sachar. Says the Gemara. Tani kavasi da aimemer. There's actually a brice that supports aimemer's position. Halakeach kelim beris uman. Mar says Masechta Nedarim the following case. I'm a chassan. I was once a chassan. And I want to send gifts to my in-laws. But I don't know if they're going to like it. So I buy kelim from the store, and l'shagun l'beis chamav, to send to my in-laws, and I make the following deal with the storekeeper. Im kabbalan son, if the family likes them, im kabbalan son many, and nas l'chtamem, I'll pay you. Vimlav, if they don't like him, I want to have the ability to return him. And I will just pay you that I benefited from them, that I was able to get goodwill out of my prospective family, that I sent them these gifts. They see I'm a nice guy. The Rishonim ask, why would I be allowed to give the Tavis Anor, going back to concepts we spoke about earlier, why isn't this Ribbis? I'm giving you back the item that I got from you, plus Tavis Anor. Isn't that a situation of Ribbis? So the Farshim answer that it's not Ribbis, because there's certainly going to be some depreciation of the Keli that I took it to my in-laws, returning it back to you, and that's why the Tavis Anor covers the depreciation. Continues the Mishnah. V'nantz ba'alicha, while I'm carrying these items to my in-laws' home, something happens to them, I'm chayiv. Why? Machlokes Rishonim, what is my status as I'm carrying this to my in-laws? Some Rishonim say, Rashi seems to learn, I'm in the status of a lakeach. I bought it to mine. Other Rishonim say I'm in the category of a shoyl. What's the nafgamina? There are a number of nafgaminas lahalocha between what approach of the Rishonim we're going to follow. One is, the halacha is we're going to learn that a shoyl is potter by Mesa Machem Smalacha. You don't have that by Lekeach. A shoyl, as we're going to learn very soon, has the Ptor or Balo of Imoy. It doesn't apply by a Lekeach. Two more nafgaminas. Let's say the original owner was Magdish, that item. So if I'm a shoyl, it's still essentially his, and he has the right to be Magdishit. If on the other hand, I am a lekeach, it's not his anymore. If I buy something from your store, you have no longer the ability to be magdashit. And the last nafkamina is, let's say I did this deal with a non-Jewish store, and it's an item that there's a problem of Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos with it. If I'm considered a lekeach, you're not allowed to work with this item. It belongs to a Jew. If I'm a shoyl, so who is the true owner of the item? The goy. And there's no problem with Shmir Shabbos. So, nantz v'alicha, but as far as what we're learning, it doesn't make a difference. Whether I'm a lakeach or a shoyl, while I'm carrying it to my in-law's home, something happens, even oinus, I'm chayiv. B'chazira, but when I'm returning it back, I'm potter. Why? Because I turn into being a shoy m'socher. So here we clearly see that when a shoyl's term ends, What does he become? Shem Sacher, not a Shem Chinam. Says the Gemara, Hu gaver de zavon chamer l'chavrei. I bought wine from you, again, with the following deal. Omalei, kam amtin alam duchte pliny. I'm going to carry the wine to a certain market. Im is davna, if I'll be successful in selling it, mutav great. V'loi, but if I'm not able to sell it, I want to have a deal with you, madrin and lilach, that I can return it to you. Ozel, so I carried it to that marketplace. V'loi is davna. I wasn't successful in carrying it back. And selling it. Uvahadid the kasa, as I'm returning to give it back to you, as we have such a deal, isness. All this happened to it. Osla kameid Rav Nachman. So this question was brought to Rav Nachman, chayve. And Rav Nachman said, I'm chayiv, even though it was an oinus. Asked the Gemara, Eisei Ravel Rav Nachman, didn't we just learn, Nensu, if an oinus happens to the items, balicha, as I'm going to my destination, I'm chayiv. However, if an oinus happens, b'chazor, as I'm returning the item, part of Bnei Shekinois is socher, and the Shem Sacher we know is Potter and Einsim. So why, as I'm carrying the wine back to you, something happens to it, why will I be responsible? Amalei, he says, beautiful teretz. Chazor dahai halichahi. Yes, in the case where I took something to my in-laws' home, and my in-laws decline, and I'm taking it back, so I'm just taking it back, and therefore now I'm only Shem Sacher. I wanted to sell the wine in a certain location. Wasn't successful. What would be if as I'm bringing it back to my supplier, I find a customer and he's willing to buy it? Am I going to sell it to him? Absolutely. I'm not limited to selling it in any specific location. So the chazara, I'm still looking to sell it. And that's why I don't become a Shem Sacher. My tama, svaru, b'chazirasa, el ashkech lezvina, as I'm returning it to my supplier, if I found a customer, mila zavna, wouldn't I sell it to him? So this is not considered a situation of chazara, and I remain, whether a shoyl or a kech, whatever you want to call it. Our Mishnah said, a case that we make a deal with each other. Shmali v'eshmalach, I want something for you, and you want something for me, we become a shoyl mesachar. Ask the Gemara, v'may shmir v'balam hu. And as we learn this Gemara, we begin learning the sugya, our eyes open up to something that we learned when we were young in yeshiva. In the Torah it says that a shoyl, as we just have been discussing, has a very high level of responsibility. He's chayv ba'ainsim. But the Torah says, in ba'olav imoy, if the owner is there, then I'm not chayv, even by a shoyl. So I want to dispel two mistakes that I made. One is the din of Baal of Imoy is not limited to a shoyl. The din of Baal of Imoy applies to all shoymen. One point. Another important point, very important point. We, again, I go back to when I was once young, what Baal of Imoy means. Baal of Imoy, we always meant was if the owner is with me. That doesn't mean, that's not what Baal of Imoy means. Baal of Imoy means that if the owner of the item is working for me, the Torah says that then I'm potter. It has nothing to do if he's physically here. He could be on the other side of the world. It depends if he's working for me or not. So now the Gemara asks, our Mishnah says that if we... Then there's no din. There's no din. There's no... Baal of Imoy means he's working for you. Not like we learned in Cheder. So now, the question is, our Mishnah, what was the deal? I'm watching for you and you're watching for me. So it's Baal of Imoy. Baal of Imoy, I just said, is Potter. So why does our Mishnah say Chayiv? Vamai, Shmir v'Balam hi. Answers the Gemara, you're right. If it would be that we're working for each other simultaneously, there would be a Ptor or Baal of Imoy. Amra, Papa, the case of our Mishnah is, Domli Shmoli Hayoyim, Veshma Chalamacher. I'm working for you today, you're working for me tomorrow. Tanabon. Says the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Shmali v'eshmalach. Or, Hashileini, you lend me something v'eshmalach, and I'll lend you something. Shmali v'eshmalach, Hashileini v'eshmalach, kula nas and shay mesachar zelazeh, and the chayiv as a shay mesachar. Again, ask the Gemara, v'may shmir v'balim hi. As a machlokes v'shoinim, what exactly is the Gemara's question? Rashi says, the Gemara's question is from the first case. Shmali v'eshmalach. Other Rishonim say that Ashileini v'Ashilecha is also considered a situation of Bal of Imai. And other Rishonim said all four cases that the Braisa mentioned are Bal of Imai. And why are you Chayif? Answered the Gemara, the same terrace that we saw a moment ago, Omra Papad Amalei, not that we're working for each other at the same time, rather Shmali Hayoim Veshm L'chol HaMachar. Says the Gemara, Hani Ahuloi, these people that sold detergent, the Kol Yoim, there was a group of people that traveled together, traveling salesmen that sold detergent. And they had the following deal. The Kol Yoim have Of Lechad. One person of the group would bake for the entire group. So that day they said to one of the people in the group, Zil Ofilon, you go bake for us. And he said to them, Naturally, Glimoi, while I'm baking for you, you shall watch my call. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that it was the day, that it was the day that he was supposed to work for them. So their agreeing to watch his coat was something extra that they did. They agreed to be Shomri Chinam. Add the Osu, while he was baking, Poshabov Ignaf. There was an act of negligence, and Aloch is that even if there's Shomri Chinam, as we've said so many times, a Shomri Chinam is Chai for Pshia, and there was a Pshia here. Also Kamed Rapapa. So they came to Rapapa, are they responsible for the coat that they didn't, that they were negligent with? Chayvinu. Our Papa said yes. Shem Chinam they may be, but Shem Chinam is chay for Pshia. Omle Rabbanon Rapapa. So Rabbanon asked Rapapa, Amai, why is this considered a situation of a Shem Chinam? Isn't this Pshia Babalim? I'm working for them that I'm baking. They're working for me that they're watching my coat. And Ham, we just said that if they're working for me, we have the Ptor of Shmir Babalim. Ichsef. Papa got embarrassed that he made the wrong psak. L'soif, igloi milsa, then it turned out that hu shata shikra have a kashasi. Not, and the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is as follows. That what happened was, I didn't start baking for you. He wasn't working for them. I was drinking beer and they were working. And since it wasn't both of us working for each other, it's not a case of shmir v'balam. So Taisa says, based on this Gemara, I don't become your worker until I actually work. Just agreeing to bake doesn't make me your worker. That's how Taisa says. Other Rishonim say that agreeing to work is enough to make me your worker, but I have to have a situation where I start to work right away. Here, I'm not going to start working till later in the day, so just agreeing to work doesn't make you your worker. Ask the Gemara, that the tour of Bal of Imoy is even by Pshia. That Pshia, the Baal and Potter, Mishamachi Ichsef. That's where you can understand Rapapa getting embarrassed. Elamanda Machayev, that even though there's a Ptor Bal of Imoy, the Ptor Bal of Imoy doesn't work for Pshia. And here, as we said, there was a Pshia, a Mai Ichsef. Says the Gemara, we have the story wrong. Elahu Yoim Lavdi Dehu. It wasn't the day that this person was supposed to start baking for them. It was a regular day that wasn't my day. Vamla the day. And they made a deal with each other. Zil Ofilon at, you bake on our behalf. And I said, fine, I'll bake on your behalf. Vamlahu, but I said to you, Bahu Agra, the Kafinalucha, in payment that I'm baking for you, Natura Glimoy. You should watch my coat on your behalf, on my behalf. Add the osif. So now, I'm a shomer sachar. I'm working for you, you're working for me. And while I'm baking, ignif. The coat got stolen. Osif kamei rapapa. So they came to rapapa. Chavinu. Because a shomer sachar is chayif for geneva. Omele rabban and rapapa, the same kasha. Why are you saying the chayiv hashmir v'balamhi? Yes, the shomer sachar. But don't we have a Torah bowl of imoy since you're working for me? Ichsif. And Rapapa got embarrassed. However, L'soifi Gloy Milsa, then it turned out that he shot the Shikra Avishasi. The baker had not yet begun working. And therefore, since I hadn't begun working, that's why it's not a situation of Bal of Imai. However, 2 points I'd like to make. One, the Rishonim say, when we say that Bal of Imai doesn't apply in this case, because I didn't begin working yet. But let's say I had already begun baking, and you had already begun watching. But I don't stand baking the whole time. I start baking, then I walk away, and I come back. I don't have to physically be baking every minute to have the Torah bowl of Imai. I have to begin baking. But once I begin baking, even though I'm not physically baking every second, the Torah bowl of Imai applies. The Mefarshim also explain that this Gemara is based on, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let tzaddikim make a mistake. And Rav Papa thought that he issued the wrong psak, but of course he did not. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says, there's the tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Many people say the tefillah every day before they begin to learn. We say, Shlai kosha b'dvar ha'alocha v'yismchu b'chaveri. So he says, what does the mean in that tefillah? What we mean in that tefillah to be mispal is that I shouldn't make a mistake, but not only shouldn't I make a mistake, but I shouldn't even have to make a mistake that I should have to be corrected. I should say the right pshat, I should say the right psak immediately, which is what happened to our papa. So the Gemara, another story. Hanabe trade have a kamazga ba'orcha. Two people were traveling on the road together. Chad aruch v'had gutza. One was a tall individual, one was a short individual. Aricha, the tall individual, Rachiv Chamra, was riding on a donkey, v'havan le sadina. And he had a linen beged, and as the Mefarshim point out, it's important to recognize he wasn't wearing it. It was just laying on the donkey. Gutza, the short individual, Michsi Sarbala, was wearing a wool garment, the Kamazgi Bakari, and he was walking. He wasn't riding on a donkey. Kimatal Nahara, as they approached the river, Shakli Lasarvale, the person, the short person wearing the wool garment, took it off, because wool garments get ruined because they absorb a lot of water. Vaisfeh Le Chamra, and he put his wool garment on top of the donkey. The Shakli Lasadina Dahu, and then he took the linen garment of the person that had the linen garment laying on the donkey, Vichsibay, and he put it on himself. Shetfu Maila Sadine. And then as he's walking through the river, a wave came and carried away the linen garment. Asla Kameh the Rava. So they came with this question to Rava, will this person, the short person, be responsible for the linen beged? Chayve. He made him responsible. Asked him, Amalei Rav Banan L'Rava, Amai, Shel V'Balamhi. We're working for each other. I'm carrying your linen beged, but you're carrying my wool beged. And then we just say the bowl of Imai, even by a shoyel, makes me potter. Ichsef. So Rava got embarrassed. L'soif v'gloi milsa, that what happened here was, the beloi date shakle, beloi date oisvei. If we had a deal, that I'm taking your linen beged, and you're taking my wool beged. So it's shmali v'ashmalach, that the din would indeed be that there's a Torah ball of Imai. What happened here was, and now we understand that the Gemara is very meduyik with telling us the story. You weren't wearing the linen beged, it was just on your donkey. And I just took that linen beged without your knowledge and put it on. Furthermore, I took my wool beged without your knowledge and just deposited it on the donkey. So Shmira Shlomid, it's a Shal Shlomidas. Shal Shlomidas, we learned early in Amasechta, has the din of a gazlin. When do we have the Ptor, a bowl of Imai? The Ptor, a bowl of Imai applies to Shomrim, not to gazlanim. And this was a case that the person, the short person, was a pure gazlin, and that's why there's no issue a bowl of Imai. Says the Gemara, another situation. Ha'u gavad oigel echam l'chavri. Somebody rented a donkey to his friend. Amalei Chazi, and he stipulated with him, I don't want you to walk on the river Pekoid Road, Dikamaya. Walk because it's flooding there, and it could injure the donkey. Zil Ba'och the Narish, I want you to travel on the Narish Highway, the Lekamaya. And it's important to point out, if as I enter this deal with you, this rental arrangement, you just told me, I don't want you to travel on that highway, and you don't give me reasons why. You just said, I don't want you to travel on that highway, then I'll be chayiv no matter what. Here what happened, which is crucial to understanding the Gemara, you added the reason why you don't want me to walk on the Har Pekoid. Dikamaya, there's a flooding issue. And what happened? Also ba'ach the Har Pekoid, I walked on the wrong highway, or mischamra, and the animal died. not because of flooding. There was no flooding. The animal just died. Kiyasa, when I came back, I was honest. Amr, in. Baruch Denayah Pekar Azli. I did travel on that highway. However, Miolakamai. Yo, problem was the flooding. There was no flooding. Amalei Rava. Mali Lashakar. There's a Migli. Ibai Amalei Uruch Denayah Azli. I could have said that. I could have been dishonest and told you I walked on Narish. And therefore, when I tell you I walked on Narpkaid, but the animal didn't die because of flooding, which was your entire concern, I shouldn't be chayif. Amalei Abaya. Mali Lashaka Eidim Makam Eidim Laimrin. This is a situation of Migu and Makam Eidim. What's Makam Eidim? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is since they were certain that there is flooding on the Nahar Pekoid, so it's a non-Sahadi that there's flooding there, and it's a Migu and Makam Eidim, and a Migu isn't effective in Makam Eidim. So ask the Mefarshim. We learned actually the Sugyas of Migu and Makam Eidim. Sechta Gedushim, Sechta Ksubis. And it seems that everybody agrees that you don't say Migu b'makam Eidim. So how come over here we're saying Migu? How come over here Rava is saying Migu b'makam Eidim? So one explanation I saw in the Rishonim is everybody agrees when we have real Eidim, two Eidim saying something, Migu isn't effective. Here it's not a real Eidim, it's just an Anan Sadi that has a different rule. There Rava and Abaya debate, is that considered Migu b'makam Eidim? Another pshat that I saw, I saw two other pshatim in the Rishonim, is that although typically Nahar Pekoid had flooding, then always have flooding. Abaya said the fact that it usually is flooded is enough to create a non-Sahadi that it's flooded when I took the donkey there. Rava said since there are times where it's not flooded, so we don't have an non-Sahadi that it was flooded. Another pshat that I saw is that the non-sadi in the Gemara is that there are Edom. But the Edom said that it was flooded in the morning. And I walked there in the afternoon. Abaya said the Edom saying that it was flooded in the morning is enough to establish that it was flooded in the afternoon. And Rava says you have Edom for the morning, but the Edom for the morning don't tell us anything for the afternoon. We learned in the Mishnah, if you ask me, Shmali Vamaloi, and I say Hanach Lefonai, I said to tell you, put it down, Shemechinim. Amar Afuna. If you ask me to say to watch something for you, and I say, Hanach lefanecha, you keep it. So that clearly, says Rafuna, is an indication that I'm not prepared to be Shemechin, to be a Shemer, and therefore, ain't aloy Shemechinim v'loy Shemesachar. Ask the first and obvious kasha. If I'm not a Shemechinim, I'm certainly not going to be a Shemesachar. So what's Rafuna saying? I'm not a Shemechinim, not a Shemesachar. So Mefarshim explained what Rav Huna is saying is like this. If you ask me to watch something for you without payment, and I respond, Hanach lefanecha, you keep it, so the Gemara says, I'm not a Shemechinim. Let's say you say to me, please watch something for me, and I'll pay you. And my response to you is, Hanach lefanecha, it's also, I won't become a Shemechinim, even though you offered me payment. Ibai Lehu asked the Gemara, Hanach stamamai. What happens if you ask me to watch something and my response to you is just to use the word hanach? Tashma, what will be the din? So Gemara wants the proof from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, when you asked me shmali, v'amali hanach lefonai, I use the words hanach lefonai, that's when I become a shemichinim. Hastama, had I just used the word hanach, hastama v'loy klom, I won't become a shemichinim. Ask the Gemara, yes. From our Mishnah, it clearly seems that just using the word Hanach, I'm not a Shemechinim. But let's understand what Rav Huna said. Mida Am Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna said it only in the situation where he said Hanach Lufanecha, that's when I'm not a Shemechinim, the Lord Shemesacha. Hostama, if I would have just said Hanach, Shemechinim Hava. So how do we reconcile these two dinim? Ask the Mefarshim the obvious question. We're questioning what is the din by Hanach. And we're bringing a raya from our Mishnah that strictly Hanach lefonai a Mishoimer, not Hanach. What's your kasha from Rav Huna? You're asking a kasha from Rav Huna an Amira on a Mishnah? You never ask such a question from an Amira to a Mishnah. You ask a kasha from a Mishnah on an Amira, not from an Amira on a Mishnah. Answered the Rajba. Rav Huna wasn't saying his din in a vacuum. Rav Huna was learning Pshat in the Mishnah. So the question of the Gemara is, you're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, that Hanach alone doesn't make you a Shomer. Rav Huna obviously learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that Hanach alone does you make you a Mishnah. So how do we reconcile all this? Elamiha. Lekel Mishnah. So the Gemara says we don't know how to learn the Mishnah. And we therefore don't know how to paskin when my response was Hanach alone. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. Perhaps this should be based on Machloikas Tanon. In Hechnes Bershus, if you have, it's a Mishnah we learned from Sechta Baba Kama. You put your pats into my chotzer, and my axe broke your pats, or you brought fruit, and my animals eat your fruit. If you brought it in Bershus, Bal Chotzer Chayiv, then I will be responsible for these items. Rabbi Omer, the Kulayin Chayiv, the owner of the Chotzer is not Chayiv, Achi Kabbala Bal Bayis Lishmar, until I expressly accepted Shmira. So what do we see from here? We see from here that just Hanach, just permission alone, is a machlaikis that makes me into a shomer or not. Says the Maramai. The two shilas are separate shilas. Dilma, at Kalikom Rabbanan Hossam, over there the Rabbanan say that I become a shomer just by letting you put into my chotzer, because a chotzer bas naturihi. It's an enclosed area. Therefore, the Ki'omalei Ayil, when I tell you yes, you may bring it into my chotzer, what I meant to tell you was, Ayil, then Talach Kamalei, that you could bring it in and I will be responsible. Avil Hocha. But in this case, Shuka, where I'm just selling to you in the street, Hanach, so it's an open area, Laban Turihi, Hanach V'Tiv, not the Lech Kamalei. I'm telling you, you could put it down, but you're still responsible. Inami, or it could be argued the other way. At Kamalei Kamar Rav Hossam, where the Rebbe say over there that I'm not responsible, even though I gave you permission to bring it into my Chotzer, because the Chotzer, the Rishutzik, you need permission to bring something into my property. And the permission I gave you to bring it in. However, you're still responsible to watch it. In our case, here, what I mean with saying the word hanach, you're not bringing it into my chotzer. You don't need permission to put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So when I said the word Hanach, what I must have meant was that I'm going to watch it. This adatach, Hanach v'nitiv v'notakamalei, that I meant that you should continue watching, ilusuver, Rosh Hashanah, just to put it down. Ilusuver, just to put it down in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Baal Mishkamanei, do you need my permission? It must be, what did I mean by using the word Hanach, that I'm taking responsibility.